Voters in the world's third largest democracy head to the polls tomorrow to elect a new president. Indonesia is also Southeast Asia's largest economy and the world's most populous Muslim-majority nation. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Jakarta on what's at stake.
On Sunday, supporters packed the Jakarta Stadium to rally for front-runners Defense Minister Prabowo Subianto and his running mate Gibran Rakabuming, who is mayor of Surakarta City and the son of outgoing President Joko Widodo. Polls show Prabowo with a commanding lead over his rivals, who are both provincial governors. If no candidate gets an absolute majority, there'll be a runoff vote in June. This is Indonesia's youngest electorate ever. More than half of its 204 million eligible voters were born after 1980. One of them is first-time voter and Islamic school student Ulfa Nurma Aulida.
Mr. Prabowo is cuddly and kind and... Sorry, I'm a bit nervous.
She says she learns about Prabowo the same way many other young voters do.
On social media, like TikTok, YouTube, and TV.
Prabowo's team has packaged him as a jovial dancing grandpa whose smiling avatar adorns baby blue t-shirts. Erick Thohir is a Prabowo supporter and Indonesia's Minister of State-Owned Enterprises. Prabowo was expected to continue President Joko Widodo's policies, and Thohir likes that.
I believe in stability and continuity. And if Indonesia not stable also in terms of the politic, I don't think good for the region and also for global geopolitics.
Under Widodo, or Jokowi as he's known, Indonesia's economy has grown at about 5% a year. His infrastructure building and poverty alleviation policies are popular. Jokowi beat Prabowo in 2014 and 2019 elections. But some supporters who once hailed Jokowi as a Democrat are angry because they believe he installed his 36-year-old son as vice presidential candidate. Political scientist Dewi Fortuna Anwar says Jokowi is tarnishing his own legacy.
Two things still save Indonesia's position. First is that it has a vibrant civil society. And secondly, that the election has generally been free and fair.
But Anwar says that evidence suggests that Jokowi is trying to tip this election.
So you have problems of cooptation and bribery. You have the problem of real intimidation to vote for a particular candidate. This reminds everyone, at least people who remember, of the New Order government.
Many first-time voters were born after the 1966 to 1998 New Order government of General Suharto. Many older voters, though, do remember.
Hidup reformasi!
Shouts for reformasi, or reform, go up from students and teachers at Jakarta's Trisakti University. They're gathered by a monument to four students who called for political reform in 1998 and were shot to death by soldiers. Usman Hamid was a Trisakti student then. He's with Amnesty International now.
So this election is an existential moment for the pro-democracy and human rights movement in Indonesia.
Indonesia's military sacked Prabowo in 1998 for his role in human rights abuses, including during Indonesia's U.S.-backed invasion of East Timor between 1975 and 1999. Usman Hamid says Prabowo was also implicated in the Trisakti shootings, which eventually led to Suharto's downfall.
The fact that Indonesia is going to have someone implicated in human rights abuses as the next president is a reflection of Indonesian failure in prosecuting those responsible for crimes committed in the past.
Hamid notes that Indonesia is hardly the only country prone to democratic backsliding and authoritarian rulers making a comeback. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Jakarta.